Dubb's Dilemma by William Arthur Holmes. Copyright 2025. Le Havre. I had to leave everyone and everything behind. My life is a lie, a fake ID, all because I stumbled onto Le Havre's secret lab. They listed their own whistleblower number, but I never trusted corporations. The larger ones don't mess around. Government security pales in comparison to that of corporations involved in certain kinds of research. They're not openly called hitmen, but they designate a few of their security team as proactive and, oh, you got yourself a hit team. I assumed Le Havre's whistleblower number was that team's direct line. Their only question would be, where are you right now? Paranoid, yes, but better safe than sorry. I had been working in IT at Le Havre's North American regional headquarters the past couple years in Brentwood, just south of Nashville, Tennessee. A conglomerate from Belgium was gobbling up bioresearch firms on this side of the pond and bought Hemsley Research shortly after I started there. I had a clearance level of secret, but only those with, I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you, clearance knew what really went on at that lab. When the lab director's assistant Darla, a full-figured blue-eyed blonde in her late 30s, and the only good thing about that place, call that day, it was nice to hear her sweet southern drawl. My wife Corey and I had another argument that morning, and it reverberated in my head all the way to work. Our marriage was running on fumes.